At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Now it heats up today. Just a bunch of bowl games the rest of the way. Good schedule from here on out. Log into Bet Rivers every single game day. Receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. It's a whole new game. Great house specials at Bet Rivers. FTM at VSiN.com to email or tweet at us at Polly Howard, at Mitch Moss, and VSiN Live. This, we touched on this earlier, but David Purdom did a great article, ESPN Chalk, and Todd Dewey locally here, Las Vegas Review-Journal. Can you help us out? What is it about the people, the bridge jumpers? It's one thing to parlay big favorites in college football and to say, well, I'll just take all these five touchdown favorites, touchdown favorites. But what these, and he's not the only one, but what this bettor did at Caesars with the in-play, and he got carried out, and he did it three times. I mean, it's just, so you bet 50,000 to win 1,000, well, it'd be the biggest upset, and then the biggest comeback in history, never, okay, so we thought he could steal 1,000. But there was a bettor who bet 3,000 to win $30. And there was like another guy just to win like a couple dollars.
Yeah, to win a couple bucks.
And as Adam Pullen said, that one of the traders, top guys at Caesars, he goes, you lose one of those, and that's it. I mean, it takes a long time to get that back. On the flip side, someone put $5 on the Vikings at 90-1 at PointsBet when they were down 33-0. But also, always shop around. Look, so PointsBet had 90-1 in play on the Vikings. DraftKings had 40. Caesars had 30. MGM had 17. WinBet had 15. The differences in the in play numbers on the Vikings to come back.
Okay, but was that all at the same time of the game, or did some of those
at the high point?
So when it's 33-0.
High point, yeah.
They're all offering it. Okay. I would also say this. The person, and I'm not going to rip on this person. I don't know who they are, but 50,000 to win 1,000. Here's my guess. I know the type of person this is. They have endless funds, obviously. And, you know, ego might come into play, but also they go on tilt, Paul. And like, oh my God, I really lost that bet. So now how do I recover?
That's a good point. And that's emotional intelligence too. I mean, you can't just chase and then go crazy. It's like the blackjack tournament, right? If you take a couple bad beats, or I'm just going to shove, or I lost on a 20.
Try to remain steady.
It's just play small ball and don't lose your head. Don't lose your focus.
But that's just, he tried to get some of that 50,000 back, and he kept digging that hole bigger and bigger and bigger. And there's no way to get out of it at that point then.
Oh my God, look at that. What are the odds it happens to the same guy in a span of 24 hours? Less than. You blow the biggest lead in NFL history. You blow a 17-point lead, and the Bucs blow the 17-point lead. And it was just, you get the meltdown by the Colts, one of the worst halves of football I've ever watched out of a team, with Tampa Bay in the second half, and Dallas falls apart up 17, mm-hmm. and one of the flukiest touchdowns, the walk-off pick six.
Yep.
when they have the ball and they're moving it.
That is something that I do not recommend. No. Okay, so line moves that we have for this week. Big game coming up on Thursday night. The Jets were 2. Total was 42 against Jacksonville. This is now down to a pick or -1. Total's around 38.5. What do you want to do here? Do you trust Jacksonville's hot wave?
I don't want any part of Zach Wilson.
Okay.
And Saleh said Mike White has a lot of hurdles left to clear. So I know Ian Eagle and the guys were talking about on the broadcast Sunday, if he couldn't get cleared by all these doctors for the Sunday game, he can come back now Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want any part of Zach Wilson.
Lions open up 3 against Carolina. They're now 2. It's, you know, shop around again. It's 2.5 or 3 pretty much everywhere on this game. Could be some juice that you're looking at, obviously. 3 might be even money, etc. I said yesterday I like the Lions. I do like a -2.5.
Well, they are hot. Covered 7 in a row, 6-1 straight up. Again, they only lost to Buffalo. I won't be involved, but I'm rooting for them. This would be great. They win this, they'll beat the Bears at home, and that might be good enough to do it right then and there. And then it could be for all the marbles at Green Bay. You never know.
I do think the most underrated part of the entire team has been the defense.
Yeah, they turned it around.
They have weapons and offense and scoring points. And
I think now Goff, 200 consecutive passes. It's over 200 without an interception.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was 181 going into the Jet game.
Okay, the Giants at the Vikings, again, 3.5 at DraftKings. At other spots, you have Minnesota laying 3 in the $1.20 range. I mean, the Vikings have 11 wins. The Giants have been a really good story. They're laying 3 at home. And in theory, the Vikings are supposed to have like a pretty decent home field. They win every game the same exact way.
Isn't this a letdown? A miraculous win? Team lays an egg in the following week?
No, maybe they come out red hot. Maybe they come out guns a-blazing and on fire.
Can't come out any worse than what happened.
You're right.
Lombardi was so good on that game and how Saturday blew it. I mean, you were gifted. You were gifted 3 touchdowns. You didn't do anything on offense.
Right.
So
we had to make a play. Like, what are you talking about? You never made a play in the first half.
Yeah.
And his point of...
And snapping the ball with 18 seconds left on a play clock up 33.
I love what he said. Parcells is in his 80s. He said Parcells is in Jupiter, Florida right now on his couch. He could have ended his retirement at halftime and said, I'm going to win this game for you. You want to know how? Every snap's going to go down to 1 second. I'm not saying hut with 18 seconds on the clock.
If I'm Dan Campbell, I stand on the tables. I pound my chest. I say, guys, we win this game. We're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, so do I.
Come on. We were 1-6. It's right here for you. All the hard work's paying off.
Here's one of your big boys. So Saints and Cleveland. Browns are 3, but look at the total now. As low as 31.5.
Here. It's here. Yep. It's going to feel like 14 below. 35-mile-per-hour winds gust up to 60. Oh, my God. This is the story of Saturday, the weather. There's so many games, and you saw, we'll get to it. There's a big move in the Bills total. There's a huge move here. It is going to be cold. It's cold everywhere.
I miss this game, by the way. This thing dropped so fast, I never had a chance to grab it.
Yeah. I wasn't even paying attention. I'm focused on the game Sunday.
A lot of stuff was going on.
You go to bed at the... end of the Sunday night game, you wake up and say, weather, here comes the weather. And you just see what happened after we got off the air, how these totals went crazy. Because we touched on it right when we got off the air yesterday. It's going to be cold at a lot of these places.
Yep. Seattle's at KC. The Chiefs, now this ping pong yesterday between 9.5 and 10, and the total still around 49, 49.5. 40, there's a 48.5 out there as well.
Cold there. Wind shouldn't be a problem. Just cold in Kansas City. Not in Buffalo. Buffalo at Chicago. Total. I thought the total opened 48. That could have been a look-ahead line, right?
I think it was look-ahead. I saw 45.5, okay. I believe.
Yeah, and now a big move here, and it's going to be, again, cold, wind, and it's going to be frigid in Chicago.
Are you surprised that we don't have more 4s on the board right now for the Bengals at the Patriots?
Yes.
I see a couple of 4s, but mostly I see 3.5.
They're not. The Patriots are below average, and now coming off that loss where they can just pack it in, they know they're not going to make the playoffs? I they're saying all the right things. I can't imagine they respond. They stink on offense. They're not going to move the ball, and Burrow will. So
I'm surprised Belichick didn't break out. We're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, right. Loss. He'll probably do it today when they try to.
Yeah. Is it too easy? That's the question. Are the Bengals too easy this week? Hottest team in the league. They cover every game.
I felt that way last night. And it worked out. I think the Bengals win by two scores.
Okay.
I don't see how the Bengals don't win comfortably.
Texans at the Titans. Tennessee is 7. And the total here is 38, 38 and a half, open 41. Titans going to be a popular pick and survivor for those who are remaining?
Oh, yeah. It could be over if the Titans lose this game. I give the Texans credit. Now, they should have beat Dallas, and they're right there with the Chiefs. I mean, this Mickey Mouse quarterback situation, and that was embarrassing, though, with the Chiefs. I mean, all these guys are out, and stupid penalties, silly turnovers kept Houston in it. And they had a chance to win the game on the last second field goal that was pushed wide right. But the Henry prop, that's all I can think of here.
Oh,
Henry's prop.
What are they making? 125?
You think it's that high? I don't want the under.
I think it was a really, really high number the first time they played and it flew over. I mean, his prop.
I would expect them to get a $180 minimum.
Think about this. His prop, I'm trying to recall correctly here. The prop against the Chargers, I believe, was 101.5. And went over.
Yeah, Chernoff gave it out. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. So, against the Texans, it has to be higher than that.
With his history? And cashing for 200 yards? Yeah.
Yes. Falcon, well, you mentioned the Bills-Bears game.
Yep.
Bills 9 this week. Eagles were 9 last week at Chicago. Eagles couldn't cover that game. Falcons at the Ravens. Now Baltimore's up to 7.5 in this game. Desmond Ridder looked...
he struggled.
Not ready for prime time in that game.
No. Still almost won the game, though.
But almost did.
Yeah,
run the ball. I don't. Can you lay 7.5 right now with the Ravens? Boy.
If it's Huntley, yeah, you can. If Roman runs the ball, sticks with the ball, sticks with the rushing attack, yeah. You don't want Huntley throwing it 30 times.
I could look at teasers there.
And the Niners?
On the Ravens.
Wow. Now, this is Heineke's job's on the line, too. So Rivera said we're looking at a quarterback change if he doesn't. He struggled, and the Niners are hot. And the Niners have added rest here, too.
And, oh, by the way, I'm seeing on the screen right now, boy. Niners are 7 minus 120, so this could easily go to 7.5. And then there would be your two-team teaser with the Ravens and the 49ers. Yeah, and then there's the Eagles-Cowboys game again, up to 6. I mean, that thing just, it was a rocket ship yesterday. Oh, it's 2.5? It's 3? Oh, come on, that's not good. Oh, it's 3.5? Wait a second here, what? I couldn't believe how fast that moved. And again, the market, just they knew it ahead of everybody else. Like, what's going on here? Oh, Hurts is injured. That's what it is. An hour later. That was like the NBA or the NFL draft all over again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
For, I don't know, a two-hour stretch or whatever it was. Crazy. And if Minshew wins that game outright, that's Sirianni Coach of the Year, I believe. We'll continue running down the other numbers that we have. A game is all the way up to 6 now. On Christmas Day, that and NFL awards market again, completely bonkers. Should Mahomes be this strong of a favorite? I'm not so sure about that. And other awards as well. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We have you covered for the Bulls, pick spreads, totals, every single bowl game. Head to VSiN.com. Check out our bowl betting coverage. And while you're there, great time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Only $79. You get access to everything we do through the big dance. VSiN.com/subscribe.
So to round out the conversation with the line moves this week, the finale, the Christmas Eve game that we have at night, and then the Christmas Day games, Steelers sitting at 2.5. There is a 3 out there, maybe a couple of them actually, up from 1.5. Totals 39.5, pretty much across the board. You want to tease the Raiders going on the road against the Steelers up to 8.5?
No, not really. I could see a no-show.
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I don't want much to do with the Raiders down the stretch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christmas Day, the Dolphins have touched 6 at the South Point here in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
5.5 pretty much everywhere else. 6 points.
You're still alive in Survivor. You have both teams available, Miami or Tampa?
Probably Miami because they're at home.
Miami or Tampa against Trace McSorley?
Oh, probably Tampa.
All right.
I would lean Tampa in that situation. They're also up to 6 at some spots. Up to 6, the opener was 3.
I can't imagine it's McSorley with the, McCoy with the concussion.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yep.
Denver's 1 on the road against the Rams. Total's 35.5.
I like them. Yeah, Wilson will be back. Solid defense. They'll shut down Mayfield. Rams won't be able to do anything on the ground.
You saw the Rams had 150-some yards of offense last night?
Yeah, yeah. And again, to tie it in, I would not be surprised if the Broncos beat the Chargers week 18. 1-10 on the Chargers to make the playoffs is too high. Oh. I said the Giants was way too low, and that move from $5 up to $7.50 to make the playoffs. Chargers 1-10. They could absolutely lose Monday night at Indy. It's the Charger way. And I could see they'll beat the Rams, but I could see them losing at Denver week 18 as well.
They're laying 4 here. Okay, so then So you're telling me your pecking order this week for Christmas Day Survivor games, that's it, only 4 games here we're talking about. Would it be Tampa 1, Miami 2, Chargers 3?
Well, it's Tampa 1 if it's McSorley. I'd still have to go Tampa, even if it's going to be McCoy. Still go Tampa 1. Green Bay season on the line. I know it's a bad spot. Miami's got to win that game.
I would lean Tampa 1. And you're right. I mean, it's the Colts. I know that.
The Chargers did not play well Sunday.
No, it was
Tennessee has a bad defense and they shut them down. And you also had a Tannehill can't even move.
Yeah.
Right? So that should have been a blowout. But that's, who knows what I'm going to get out of the Colts after what that was, right? I mean, that was, it's an all-time historic collapse.
Watch him beat the Chargers by like 3 scores. Because the Colts have been pretty much impossible to figure out this entire year. The MVP race now, Mahomes, we said this earlier in the show, based on the news yesterday with Jalen Hurts, who knows how long he's going to be out with the shoulder. It could be 1 week. It could be a couple of weeks. But I asked the question, can he still win the award if he misses the rest of the regular season? That's probably unlikely, but Mahomes should not be minus 350. That's way too high of a favorite.
Yeah.
I think Burrow needs to be below Josh Allen as well. But it's going to be between those 3, maybe 4 guys on the top of the list now.
Yeah.
Because I still think Hurts can actually win the award, believe it or not.
Sure. Dallas destroys Philly Saturday is a good start for that theory.
And then, then what if he comes back after that and he's the same guy?
Right. And Mahomes, they win games, but well, I mean, that's the other thing that got lost. No one's talking about it. What did Mahomes complete? 20 passes in a row Sunday? Was he 26 or 30? Something ridiculous? What he? And then it's a great battle on that Monday night game, Week 17. What if Allen has four touchdowns again and they beat the Bengals?
Oh, yeah.
Or what if Burrow does it to Buffalo as well?
Mm-hmm.
These are great races. You're right. Offensive rookie of the year. Wilson's your favorite, minus 120. Watson's 3-1.
I saw minus 150 at another spot this morning for Wilson.
Yeah.
Watson didn't do. They tried. My God, did the Packers try to get him a touchdown to go over last night.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't pull it off. And then Rodgers in the postgame was not happy. He said, he with a smile on his face, he goes, you want to catch touchdowns? Run the right route. And he was not happy with Watson at the goal line.
Yep.
They tried sticking one in there one more time.
Yep. How about Purdy? 49ers run the table. Purdy 12-1.
Yeah, that could be.
If Olave doesn't do much, Walker, I can't believe Walker is still 6-1. That's like five bad games in a row.
Yeah, or just hasn't played or hasn't produced.
Yeah, right. Comeback player of the year. Here we go. You said it. What was $9 before the Thursday night game?
Oh, Geno?
Geno minus 120. McCaffrey plus 150. Barkley back in this race, too. Barkley's 15-1 at William Hill.
Okay,
22-1 at other spots. Goff, he wasn't even listed at one book, but he's plus 225. Remember, books just added him last week.
Right. The reason why we did that last week was to point out that Geno, it was simple. It was just simple. Geno Smith never should have been $9 in the market when Jared Goff is actually coming back from being bad. And Smith never really did anything in the league anyway. He was coming back from nothing. So how do you have it a $9 favorite for one quarterback, and yet the guy's playing the best ball of his entire life who was in the Super Bowl, and the team gave up on him? Like, it never made any sense to me. But now I will tell you, and yes, this is me going back and forth on this, but now I actually think there's value on Saquon Barkley at 22-1 again. He was minus 250 not that long ago, right? He kind of faded, didn't do much, was really, really good on Sunday night, and he's coming back from several injuries. 22-1 now on Barkley. I'm sitting here a week after I made the case for Goff. Now I'm telling you, Barkley, 22-1 is way too high.
Yeah, this has been nuts in several categories here. Awards the last couple of weeks. Bosa's now the favorite defensive player of the year.
I hate that I have to say this because I have Parsons 10-1. He should be. Bosa should be.
Yep.
I might have to get off that bet a little bit.
Defensive rookie of the year. Defensive player of the year rookie. Sauce minus 550. Hutchinson is now 5-1. Woolen's 8-1.
I think the ship has sailed on Woolen.
Okay.
Even though the numbers are strong.
Okay. To lead the league in rushing yards, I got one here for you. Jacobs is $6. Henry's 5-1. He's 170 yards behind him. Here comes Houston. If he goes for 200,
oh man,
maybe they shut Jacobs down. I don't. He's been injured the last couple weeks.
So he's you said 170 behind?
170 behind him. If he goes for 200, he absolutely can this week.
He could realistically be, I don't want to get too nuts here, he could be within 50 yards next week. That's possible.
Yes. 5-1's way too high. Jump in on that. Touchdowns. What a race this is. This is before the injury was announced. But Williams plus 260, Hurts plus 275, Henry plus 320, Chubb plus 450. What a race that is.
Okay, so that's for rushing touchdowns.
That's rushing touchdowns. Remember, Williams was 300-1.
What's the play on that then today?
Williams has 14, Hurts has 13, Chubb, Henry 12.
So
Sanders has 11. I mean, you're taking away Hurts now. He could be out a couple games. Someone's got to score for him.
But so Williams has a one touchdown lead over a guy who just got hurt yesterday, and a two touchdown lead minimum over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they love giving him the ball at the goal line.
Yep.
Interesting.
There's another one. To lead the league in touchdowns, receivers. Adams plus 150. Kelce plus 185. A.J. Brown 4-1. Diggs plus 450. Adams and Kelce have 12. Diggs and Brown have 10.
Oh, man. Three games to go.
It could be Brown. Brown was a beast Sunday.
He was great.
He was great coming. Yeah, I know.
Take away Hurts.
Minshew can sling it, though. He can throw it. Good race. Tough. Tough to handicap. Like, who's going to lead the league in interceptions? Matty Ice is plus 130. Detective Mills is plus 225. Carr's 10 to 1. Cousins and Allen are 12. Fields, 15. Ryan has 13. Mills has 12. Allen, Cousins, Carr, Mahomes, Dak have 11. Fields has 10. Fields also came out and said he wants the rush record for most rushing
yards.
Yeah, in the season for a quarterback.
So where are you at in this market now with Davis Mills today? Back-to-back weeks, they've gone with this quarterback carousel. I don't like the chances there for Mills to cash that ticket. Not if he's playing a half the game. You're taking away 30 snaps.
Why are you playing Matt Ryan? Just
There's no reason to play him.
There isn't. But he's dangerous. I mean, both of these guys, though, still. I know with the quarterback carousel, but Mills could throw two. Ryan's Carr, too. How bad was the pick six?
Well, I'll give you one. I'll give you one because the defense has been so bad. He threw two last week during the comeback as well. How about Kirk Cousins? They keep falling behind in these games.
Okay.
He's got to throw the ball. Look at his pass attempts lately. 54, 41, 35, 30. There was a 50. There's a 40 in there. A 41, a 46. Defense is so bad, they just keep chucking the ball. Hey, there's another two for Kirk Cousins.
All right. He only has to throw a couple. Okay.
That could come in.
Good race. All these are very good. Good races.
Yeah. It's tough to overcome a guy. You need, like, you have to have Diggs go for, like, two scores this week for him to have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because you figure Adams and Kelce, they're probably going to end up with, like, 14 in that neighborhood. So if you're two behind right now, oh, boy, it's a lot to make up eventually. We'll talk to professional sports better and college football handicapper Paul Stone on the program coming up next. A couple of bowl games today and a bunch coming up this week. A bunch of line moves to discuss and bets that Paul likes as of right now that are on the board here on Follow the Money Beast and the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Log into BetRivers every single game day. Receive a bet on behalf of BetRivers when you place a wager of at least $25. BetRivers has the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game.
All right, let's hit some bowl games here as professional sports bettor and college football handicapper Paul Stone joins the program now. He's on Twitter, at Paul Stone Sports. His podcast is called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time, as always. Let's begin with the game. It's not played until Thursday. It'll be at 6:30 p.m. local time in your neck of the woods, Fort Worth. What can you tell us about this game overall, where the point spread is sitting compared to where it opened up, and about the total here now, Paul, sitting 43, 43 and a half, 44 after it opened up 47?
Yeah, Baylor, as you said, favored by four with a total of 43.5 against Air Force in Fort Worth in the Armed Forces Bowl on Thursday night. And that Arctic front that many of the listeners have probably heard about, it's going to sweep down into North Texas there in Fort Worth. The forecast Thursday night calls for a low of 11 degrees, winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Sounds a lot more like Colorado Springs weather to me than Waco, Texas weather. Going to be brutal conditions. You know, it essentially, in my mind, negates the passing game, which obviously impacts Baylor more than Air Force. Baylor, you look at where they stand coming into this game, perhaps from a collective team psyche viewpoint, if you will. They won the Big 12 last year. They played in the New Year's Six Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. And I'm sure they're excited at some level to play in the Armed Forces Bowl, but they're playing a non-Power 5 team. They're playing a unique option offense. And since the end of the regular season, Dave Aranda has fired both his defensive coordinator and his safeties coach. I don't think that bodes well preparing for this Air Force option attack. Service academies, they perform well in bowl games over the past decade, 13-3 against the spread, and that includes covering 5 of 6 as an underdog. Also, since 2014, Air Force individually 19-9 against the spread as an underdog. And this is a little bit of a unique spot or a unique stat for Air Force coming into this game. This is the first time the Falcons have been the betting underdog all year. They were favored in all 12 of their regular season games. And Matt, I heard him a little bit earlier today on the show, mentioned Brad Roberts, the Air Force fullback, my favorite football player in all of college football, just a bruising old-style, you know, fullback, 1,600 yards rushing this season. He's carried the ball 114 times the last four games. That's almost 34 carries a game. He's going to tote it more than 35 times against Baylor. I think it means more to Air Force. I think the conditions favor Air Force. I like Air Force still at plus four over Baylor.
Okay, very good. Paul, what is your philosophy when it comes to, you know, if you like an underdog plus the points like you do here with Air Force, betting them or sprinkling some money, and what percentage of that would that be on the money line compared to taking the plus 4 points during the bowl season versus betting a team like this, both money line and with the points in the regular season?
Yeah, I think, and I don't have the number. I do have some numbers to support what I'm going to convey here. But as far as supporting numbers, I don't have anything to support this necessarily, but I think most people would agree that underdogs that cover win the game outright at a higher rate during bowl games than the regular season. And I think a lot of that just centers around the fact that teams enter these bowl games with different levels of interest, with different levels of buying into the game. Looking at last year by my count, 12 underdogs won their bowl game outright. A few of those, you know, were small dogs, you know, getting less than a field goal. But get this, of those 12 that won their games outright last year as a betting underdog, 8 of those straight-up winners were catching 6.5 points or more. So, you know, that's a pretty good payoff on the money line. You know, you might go 75% on the spread, 25% on the money line. If you're a little more daring, you might go 50-50. So I think there's some value taking the dogs during the bowl season, not only against the spread if you like the underdog, but if you do take that underdog, consider putting a portion of your bet also on the money line because they have a high percentage of also winning the game outright.
How about the late game tonight with Liberty and Toledo? Your thoughts on side or total here? Maybe it opened one up to 5 and then came back down with Toledo being the favorite. Liberty won at Arkansas, and then the Hugh Freeze rumors started, and they were laying double digits to Va Tech, lost. They were laying 14 to UConn, lost. They were laying 24 to New Mexico State and lost. So they come limping in with the interim coach. How do you see this one?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to get a feel. Like you said, they're on that winning streak, coming off victories over BYU and Arkansas, and lose those three games outright, all as double-digit favorites. So they do come in on a downer. I played the total at under 54 a few days ago because of the rain forecast tonight in Boca Raton. It's been 100% chance of rain for this game at tonight for several days. And right now, looking at the hourly forecast, it's not quite as high. It's down to that game starts at 7:30 Eastern, I believe, and the current forecast shows like 66 to 84% chance of rain during the game. So it's not automatic. You know, I would advise people to keep an eye on that hourly forecast in Boca Raton during the game hours tonight. And if you see and feel comfortable that it's probably going to be raining, you know, I could still recommend an under at 53. But on the side, I'm going to avoid that one. You just never know how these teams, after a few weeks off, are going to respond. And Liberty might, you know, they might come up with a big effort. But I wouldn't count on it, nor do I want to lay the points. So I would just look at the rain forecast and perhaps play the total if it's going to be raining.
Okay, fair enough. Paul Stone, our guest, professional sports bettor, college football handicapper here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. How about the Hawaii Bowl on Christmas Eve? This is at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I have an opener here of San Diego State 3.5 with a total of 47.5, and now the Aztecs lane 7. There are some 6.5s out there, but the total ballooned up to 49.5. Your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's no secret, Mitch, in recent years that the Aztecs have played really solid defense. And at the same time, you know, they've been fairly pedestrian on offense. This year, San Diego State defense, you know, perhaps just a notch below its stop units of recent years, but they're still, you know, awfully good. So if you look at how the Aztecs have played with a total of 47, a closing total of 47 or higher, I looked at since the start of 2018 with a closing total of 47 or higher, the Aztecs 20-4 to the under. and that includes 4-0 to the under this season. You know, Middle Tennessee got a pretty good offense with Cunningham at quarterback, not a great defense, but it's just hard to ignore that kind of stat. San Diego State, again, a defensive-minded club. You can get 49.5. I recommend taking San Diego State in the middle under 49.5 in the bowl game on Christmas Eve.
Okay, very cool. And finally here, college basketball. You're on a play tonight. You made the case for Air Force and college football, but you're going to be fading the basketball team tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're going to be going into Greeley, Colorado to play Northern Colorado of the Big Sky Conference. Certainly a big game for the Northern Colorado Bears. You look at this Air Force team, first of all, they're getting, the game opened at 1 last night. I played Northern Colorado -1 on the opener, but still liked them at -2. You've got Northern Colorado with a losing record of 5-6 at the present, favored over Air Force, which is 8-4 coming into this game. Air Force, though, they played two true road games this year, lost by 4 at both Bowling Green and Portland State. So the Falcons are far better at home. The Northern Colorado Bears, they're returning home after playing 4 straight on the road, and that road trip included an 88-83 victory at Colorado State. So a pretty good win for Northern Colorado there. They were within 5 also on that road trip, within 5 points of a pretty solid Colorado team on the road just a couple of days ago in Boulder. Ultimately lost that game by 11. But I like Northern Colorado in a big game from their perspective to beat Air Force by more than 2 tonight in Greeley.
Excellent. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Paul Stone Sports. The name of his podcast is the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Best of luck this week, sir. Thanks for the time.
Same to you guys. Have a great week.
Happy holidays, sir.
Yep. 2 guests so far today. Both Paul and Matt Youmans like Air Force +4 against Baylor. That weather, the breakdown there in the weather, too. Oh, boy. Hence the drop from where it was 47 to sitting at 43. You like anything today?
Based on what's happened with Liberty here, I mean, I don't trust Candle, Toledo's coach. I mean, this guy blows more games when he's laying 6 or 7 here. But I mean, no, it's a little bit lower than that. But
right, right.
I would lean Toledo though, based on how. I mean, that's hideous. That is ugly.
Oh boy, you
New
just
Mexico
ran it down.
State, UConn. You're late. 24-point favorite, 14-point favorite, 11-point favorite. You lose all of them.
Well, and against right, they got blown out against New Mexico State.
Yeah,
as a 24-point favorite. I don't know. So I mean, it was
bags are packed. It's like, let's get out of here.
So how about that though? It reached 4.5, 5 yesterday, and buyback then on Liberty to break. You know, put it down to where it's at right now at 3.5.
Yeah.
And San Jose State's laying 3.5 or 4 today as well against Eastern Michigan.
Plus, it's hard to back a MAC school in bowl games, too. They've been bad. Toledo's lost 4 bowls in a row. And it's
yep. Up next, we have an update from Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni on quarterback Jalen Hurts. We'll tell you what he said today coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Great football action left. Get in this season. Hulu Plus Live TV football extravaganza. Complete free for your share of $55,000 in two ways. Predict what will happen in three college football pools. Then make your picks for eight fantasy contests. Head to DraftKings.com/HuluNFL to play for free. Hulu Plus Live TV, like cable only better. DraftKings.com for details.
Okay, here's the update from Nick Sirianni not that long ago as he was on WIP, the morning show in Philadelphia. He said the sprained shoulder for Jalen Hurts was, quote, not something we deem long-term, end of quote. He would not rule Hurts out for Dallas, but as John McCullen says on Twitter, that seems like the competitive advantage card.
Yeah, there's no reason to play him.
None.
You're not playing him. You tell him take the week off at least.
Minimum.
Yep. And how much more you're seeing more of the people, whether you cover the sport, follow the sport, or you're a fan, that are livid at the game plan.
Oh, my God. I'm reading, I've been going down threads, and I don't blame the Eagles fans at all for chiming in. They're like, let me get this straight. Miles Sanders is coming off the best game of his career. You're facing the Bears defense, who allows everything to every team that they play, and you're not going to give him, I don't think he had a carry in the first quarter. And then Hurts ran the ball 17 times. It hurts. Sanders had 12 carries in the game. Like, what was that?
Yeah, you have the lead.
Sirianni, I don't blame him.
Yeah, you have the lead, too. I mean, he should be getting a lot of carries. It shouldn't be 17-11 carries for Hurts there. The other thing is he did play well because he threw for 300 yards in the game. He did play well after the supposed injury when it occurred, and A.J. Brown had a monster game as well. So just put Minshew in there, and hopefully he's ready for the Saints game.
Dave Zangano covers the Eagles. He's a beat writer. He'll join us coming up in about 15 minutes. A lot to ask him at that point.
Because as you said earlier, the stuff was all over the place about how long this could be. Because there was stuff out there about collarbone or something. Like,
right.
No, don't tell me this derails the season.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have this happen.
And then other people chiming in saying, well, hold on a second here. If it's a shoulder sprain, that could be like 10 to 14 days. And if they would somehow, some way, you know, beat the Cowboys with Minshew this week,
right,
wrap up everything.
You don't have to play him until January 21st.
No.
You wouldn't have to.
No, you could get him a series or two in the final week of the season if you wanted.
Yeah.
But then just, you know, dial it back, take it easy, don't force him. All right. The other questions that we have. The Thursday night game.
Good
Jacksonville
one.
And the Jets.
Before the year looked like a dog matchup.
Huge.
Huge game. Absolutely.
All of a sudden, yep. So you think it's going to be Wilson
yes.
in the game. Here's Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, when he was asked about who's going to start in the game.
What's your position now on who starts Thursday night?
I have no medical details, so I have nothing to give you guys right now.
He has to clear a lot of hurdles. So based on what Rappaport and the insiders are saying, all signs point to Wilson on Thursday. And again, if he can't play Sunday, he can't get cleared. He's good. 3 days later, he'll be ready and good to go.
I understand.
With that injury, so I can't see it. But
at what point do we get another move here in Jacksonville? I know this game opened up two at some spots for the Jets. And as we sit here right now, the game is, you know, pick 'em or the Jets are minus one. But again, I was wrong last week because I originally bet the Jets plus one thinking it was going to be Mike White. I was wrong on that. But I thought the market would go the other way once Wilson got announced the starting quarterback. They went off as a 2.5-point favorite.
White has a lot of hurdles to go through with scans this week to see how the ribs have healed, etc. If he can't play, he confirms it'll be Wilson again. Then he had a weird rant about we're too quick to judge him and in this instant coffee era we live in. What are you talking about?
We give the guy, give this guy every opportunity. What do you? Why are you so concerned with? He's got to be the guy, and you want him to. Mike White's better. Come on.
It is. Yeah.
No, you're watching a different game.
You don't care for the analogy. Let's hear the whole thing here from the head coach of the Jets.
The frustrating thing is that, you know, this kid's going to be a good quarterback. The NFL and this new instant coffee world that we're in just does not want to give people time. And so we look at him and he is just nitpicked with just with a fine tooth comb, everything that he does. And it's rightfully so. I mean, it is what it is, but he did a lot of really good things. And so we're going to try our best to focus on the things that he did good and make sure that we kind of bring that to life and we'll continue to work on the things that he needs to improve on.
Man, he did a lot of really good things.
No, he didn't. He made a great play on 4th and 18 to set up the 58-yard field goal. The only reason he's playing because he's a top 5 pick. That's it. The locker room doesn't like him. They love Mike White. Yeah. Give me a break.
There's no way you can watch both quarterbacks and sit there and say what Salah's saying.
As Orlovsky said, you know, I don't break down the film, but he does. And he says he's in his own head. Did you see that throw? Was it the Berrios? He's from media. Short arm.
Oh, yeah.
He skipped it to him. It's a 5-yard pass. He skipped it to him.
I brought this up a couple weeks ago. It's going to be Darnold all over again where he's seeing ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, he's lying to himself, too. I have all the confidence in the world. I believe in myself. I got, you got rabbit ears, too.
Yep.
I mean, the Boo Birds will be out in full force Thursday, too, if he struggles again.
Is the betting market telling us that Lamar Jackson is going to play for Baltimore? They're up to 7.5 now. This opened up. It depends on, you know, there are a couple, I think, spots open to 6.5, maybe a 7. Now 7.5 or 7 minus 120, total down to 37.5. Looks like he might come back and play?
No, I think it's bad Atlanta. It's anti-Ritter.
More Atlanta, okay.
It's anti-Ritter and just line it up and run on Atlanta, and they won't do anything on offense.
Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh when he was asked if Jackson's going to return this week.
You know, Jameson, I knew you were going to ask that, or somebody was. There's probably a couple other injury questions coming up, and I think I'm going to climb behind the barricade of it's probably not the time to put a lot of information out there on our injuries, just for competitive purposes. So we're just going to let that develop and see where we go with it, and not try to, you know, walk the tightrope of what we say.
Well, they should have won the game Saturday. You give up 13 points, you lose the game. Tucker misses 2 field goals. You gash him on the ground for 200 yards, and Roman's throwing it 30 times a game.
Uh-huh.
Give me a break. But they should beat Atlanta, and they should beat Pittsburgh. I don't care who's playing quarterback. And then it could set it up for the Week 18 game. But that's the other thing about you want to time. What do you think of this guy moving forward, and are you ready to make him the highest-paid player in the league? He is injury-prone, and we know about the lack of postseason success.
Sure. And it usually goes the other way when a guy's in his contract year like this. Doesn't play out like this typically.
Yes.
The by the way, I only had a couple of takeaways from the Monday night game last night. One was obviously late at the goal line. They were trying to get Watson the ball quite a bit. That's my personal takeaway. But also, like, Rasul Douglas picked off Baker Mayfield. Were you under a rock? Did you not see what happened against the Raiders?
This has got to stop.
It has to. And I do a little bit of me believes that coaches are going to, you know, put on all the film now and say, if you do this, I'm cutting you. You're not doing this as I'm the head coach. You're gone.
Right.
And so he did the lateral crap, and then the Rams recovered. And this is LaFleur asked about that lateral after the game.
That's definitely not something that we want to have happen. It was definitely a careless kind of pitch back, if you will, and Rasul's too smart. He knows better, and that's something that we definitely will address. And he made a great play on the interception. Kenny Clark obviously forced the pressure there, but we got to do a better job taking care of the football in that situation.
I mean, he says he knows better. You're 24 hours removed from the dumbest play in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
And you go and do the same exact thing.
It's like the fake to third, throw to first. I've seen it work once in 40 years.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't. The band's on the field, Stanford, Cal, the Jacksonville Saints thing. I mean, that's it. I think of 2 times it's worked.
Yeah.
The Patriot thing was more where Drake just faked it, ran around Gronkowski, who was out there because they were expecting a Hail Mary. But this is silly. What, guys, knock it off. It doesn't work. It's impossible. We're just going to throw it back. And then if you intercept the pass, then you're going to do that, what the Green Bay guy did.
Uh-huh.
Stupid.
So dumb. So dumb. These coaches just, honestly, they cannot allow it anymore to happen. Ever. All right. Quickly, we'll sneak in a pro tip. We'll go with Paul Stone. He said this time of year, and we've talked about this before with other guests as well, but it makes sense, right? Typically in bowl season, if you like a team with the points as a dog, they win outright more often than in the regular season. So if you're looking at teams this year, you like them, like you think they can cover the +4, the +6, whatever the number is, maybe sprinkle a small percentage of that bet on the money line as well, because it does happen where they might be more motivated than the other team, and that the favorite comes in and they don't really care. Like Baylor's a perfect example. They won the Big 12 last year. Now they're playing Air Force in bad weather.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Pro Tip of the Hour, available for pro subscribers at vsin.com. You can sort them there by sport and by show. Dave Zangano covers the Eagles. He's a beat writer there in Philadelphia. So much to go over about the Jalen Hurts news today, and also Sirianni speaking to the media not that long ago. How long does he think Hurts could actually miss? Could he be out? We'll ask him about that coming up here. And Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.